Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
House Speaker Gillette lawmakers named in capital check controversy as investigation continues. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Wyoming House is continuing its investigation into campaign checks distributed to lawmakers at the Capitol, a controversy now involving House Speaker Chip Nyman and two Gillette legislators. According to multiple Wyoming news organizations, the $1,500 checks were written by Jackson donor Don Grasso and distributed during the legislative session by political activist Rebecca Bextel. The checks were intended for 10 lawmakers, including House Speaker Chip Nyman, along with Gillette representatives John Baer and Christopher Knapp. Speaking on the House floor, Nyman confirmed he accepted a campaign donation but strongly denied wrongdoing, telling lawmakers, "I'll go to my grave knowing I didn't do anything wrong." Nyman said he received the check for his campaign committee and had no reason to believe it was improper. Representative John Baer of Gillette also confirmed he accepted a check but said he did not receive it on the House floor. Baer criticized Representative Mike Yin of Jackson for publicly raising concerns, calling it a political outburst during a legislative debate. The Wyoming House voted 37-21 to continue its own investigation, while the Laramie County Sheriff's Office has opened a criminal investigation to determine whether the donations could constitute bribery. The controversy has already prompted policy changes. Governor Mark Gordon issued an executive order banning campaign donations in state buildings, and both the House and Senate adopted new rules prohibiting campaign contributions in legislative areas during session. Both the legislative and criminal investigations are ongoing. Former Wyoming lawmaker James Byrd enters U.S. Senate race. Former Wyoming State Representative James Byrd of Cheyenne has announced he is running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Cynthia Lummis, becoming the first Democrat to enter the race. According to Cowboy State Daily, Byrd, who served in the Wyoming House from 2009 to 2019 and held leadership roles, including minority caucus leader, said his campaign is focused on what he sees as a lack of Wyoming-centered representation in Washington. Byrd said, "Wyoming people need some representation in D.C. They're not getting it." His entry sets up a race that already includes Republican Congresswoman Harriet Hageman, who has received an endorsement from President Donald Trump, and Casper businessman Jimmy Skovgaard. Lummis announced in December she would not seek re-election, opening the seat for the first time since her election in 2020. Byrd said key issues in his campaign include protecting public lands, strengthening rural health care, and supporting both traditional energy industries and emerging technologies like nuclear power. He also raised concerns about federal policies he say have hurt Wyoming agriculture and rural communities. Wyoming is a heavily Republican state, and Byrd faces an uphill challenge in the general election. The primary election will be held in August, with the general election scheduled for November 2026. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.